This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. West Virginia lawmakers passed a new law this year to address cyberbullying. It takes effect in June. Shayla Klein reports on the bill and its possible effects.
According to the Cyberbullying Research Center, a third of teens aged 12 to 17 have experienced cyberbullying in their lifetime. In fact, Monongalia Director of Safe Supportive Schools, Adam Henkins, says bullying online is a growing problem.
We are dealing with it on a daily basis with cyberbullying.
Governor Jim Justice signed a new statewide cyberbullying bill, which goes into effect June 8th. Under this new law, anyone convicted of cyberbullying a minor could face a year in jail or a $500 fine. Monongalia County Sheriff Chief Deputy Al Kisner says that the policy requires kids to tell a parent or trusted adult if they are being bullied online.
The minor, the underage person, can't come in here and file a criminal complaint against anybody because of their age, exclusively. But a parent can.
From there, the police will start investigating. If the bully is anonymous, Kisner said it's not difficult for them to figure out who it is.
Our detective unit can, you give them an IP address and they can find out where those messages originated from in a pretty quick time frame.
After that, the police will present the evidence they have to a prosecuting attorney to figure out if they have enough to file charges. Henkins hopes that this law will make kids think twice about what they post online.
You know, if someone goes to jail for harassing or bullying someone on social media, and it gets out there, then it'll put a stop to it. It really, really will.
Kisner says that if a minor is being bullied online, it's important to keep records of it through screenshots or other ways and turn over all that information to the police. Shayla Klein, West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Morgantown.
Good morning, and thank you, Teresa, and thank you, Shayla. Thank you for listening to Morning Edition and West Virginia Morning. I'm Chris Oxley. I'm with the Video Production Department here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And thank you for listening to the Protect and Sustain campaign we've got going on here on this Living Well Wednesday. And you can contribute yourself by calling 1-800-RADIO-87, 1-800-723-4687, or go online to wvpublic.org. And with me is Michelle Lewis.
Hi, good morning. The time now is 7:46. We're right in the middle of West Virginia Morning, and we're just here to remind you that the news team is outstanding at what it does, and it's just why we're taking a few minutes to remind you that there's a unique return on investment when you support and sustain this award-winning news product from West Virginia Public Broadcasting. You tune to West Virginia Public Broadcasting for the global perspective from the BBC, from NPR, but also the local perspective and award-winning news. Roxy Todd, Jessica Lilly, some more names you might recall, Molly Bourne, Jesse Ride, Dave Mistich, also Shayla Klein, Russ Barber, Suzanne Higgins, Brittany Patterson, Glennis Board, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick. These folks work every day to bring you the in-depth news that you depend on, and we're asking you to support it with your pledge right now at 800-723-4687, 1-800-RADIO-87.
And to say thank you for your support, for your $15 monthly sustaining gift, we have this West Virginia Public Broadcasting head-to-toe combo. Talking about a black baseball style cap with the West Virginia Public Broadcasting logo just in time for baseball season. A West Virginia Public Broadcasting black t-shirt with our logo on it in blue and green right there on the front to wear your support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And then a pair of our West Virginia Public Broadcasting socks, blue and green Argyle. Call 1-800-RADIO-87 right now to get your combo, 1-800-723-4687, or go online to wvpublic.org.
Hey, this is David Green here, and I want to tell you that there is a big difference between quality reporting and news that just skims the surface. Let's compare it to cleaning. Running a damp paper towel over a countertop, it doesn't do the job, right? And neither does skimming social media for the headlines. You really want to be informed, and that's why you turn to us. We go deep. We get behind the furniture and into the corners, and we find the angles no one else is covering. For example,
NPR's David Folkenflik broke that story
even prior to what we reported yesterday.
Rosa Cruz and her husband haven't had electricity.
Noguchi reports as part of our week-long look at the rise of the freelance workforce.
The NPR Marist poll found
a good vacuum always cleans better than one of those wet takeout napkins, right? The difference is worth the investment. So invest in us. Here's how to do it.
by going online to wvpublic.org. There's a red donate button at the upper right corner of your computer screen. We're asking you to click that donate button, fill out all the information, and voila, you're done. We're asking you, too, to let us know that the programs you depend on, share that in the comments section. Let us know what you value about West Virginia Public Broadcasting, and let us know with your sustaining support that you want to protect it. Some listeners don't support because they think the amount they could give is too small. That's just not true. People supporting from all around the region making a difference, but we need to hear from you before we can read your name.
Names like Christopher from Washington, West Virginia.
Dustin in Elkins.
And Scott from Nemacolin, Pennsylvania, outside of the state, calling in to show his support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting, and you can join them. We have everything you need to stay informed for 33 cents a day if you decided to donate $10 a month. That monthly contribution of $10 a month, 5, 6, 7, 10, 15, would mean a lot because support from our listeners is the largest share of funding for West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Just takes a couple of minutes. Call 1-800-723-4687 now or go online. Click the bright red donate button. They make it really easy for you. Just go to wvpublic.org.
If you're already sustaining, oh my goodness, thank you so much. You make what you hear possible. If you're not supporting the service that you're tuned to, we want to remind you that it does come to you free, but it doesn't come without the costs. Just for Morning Edition, it's $120 an hour. Are you able to pick up some of that cost? Oh, please say yes. Go to the phone and make that pledge of support at 800-723-4687. Today is Living Well Wednesday, and we've got an incentive for you.
It's a Cafe Cimino drawing. You can be entered to win an ultimate weekend experience for two in a very special place. Prize includes an overnight stay, a $100 gift certificate for dinner, and a delicious breakfast the next morning at the Cafe Cimino Inn, which I can personally vouch for. Located there in historic downtown Sutton, it's valid Tuesday through Saturday. Service gratuities not included. We've got a pledge by 10 p.m. tonight. You don't have to pledge to enter, but we hope you will. Call 1-800-723-4687 or go online to wvpublic.org.
Thank you for listening to West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Patchy fog this morning, cloudy skies, chance of light rain with highs in the 50s and 60s, mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance rain with lows in the 40s. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by Remake Learning Days, a 9-day festival of hands-on learning featuring more than 40 events across West Virginia, May 17th through the 25th. More information at remakelearningdays.org. It's been a year since we started following six Appalachians as they grapple with whether to stay in their home state or leave for better opportunities. On the latest episode of Inside Appalachia, we visit two of the people we profiled in our Struggle to Stay series, Colt Brogan and Kieran Dahl. Both traveled with the Inside Appalachia team this spring to present at the Appalachian Studies Association Conference, which was held in Cincinnati this year. Let's listen to part of the discussion. You'll hear Colt Brogan first, then host Jessica Lilly.
I've found home in gainful employment, and which I know sounds like really like nothing, but I'm sure we've all had trouble finding that. So like I've found home in a purpose, and you know, a cause to be here, I guess, and money so that I can stay.
So did you ever think about leaving, though? I mean, it was about the job. You thought about leaving if you'd have to find a job?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to stay just because I'm familiar with it. I mean, I need a purpose. I think that's important for all of us probably, but that was really important for me. I needed to go where I was needed most.
How has the process of telling your story for the Struggle to Stay series affected your life? In a positive or negative way? Do you think it's opened up some things to make you realize things, or has it changed anything?
I think a lot of my story, it starts with addiction, I guess. So it's like I can be kind of an advocate for getting over your shame and moving to the next steps, because I think people get caught up in the shame and then maybe just stay where they are because they're comfortable with the people around them, because they're also like them and they don't make them feel shame. It is a struggle, but I mean, I think it's worth getting over that and then meeting those new people so that you don't feel shame. I mean, I feel like that's all part of that struggle with addiction, or with where maybe you weren't an addict or you just came from it. You still kind of are put under the same umbrella of being an addict. So, yeah.
Colt is working towards living a different life than the one his mother has lived, and he can't help but to wish that his relationship with his mother could be better. It almost seems similar to how some of our Struggle to Stay participants feel about their homes in Appalachia. A desire to reach for more than this place seems to be offering them, and yet a conflicting desire to keep it close. And in the next part of our discussion, we invited the audience to join in the conversation.
Hi, my name is John Connolly. I grew up in around West Virginia, mostly in Upshur County, West Virginia. These days, I work as a teacher teaching college in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I think Colt spoke a little bit to some of the change that something like this has some potential for. It seems like, you know, Colt and Kieran are sitting here saying and talking about the things that they've realized and they've begun to think about. And I think that we can try to make those connections as listeners, and we can take these lessons and try to put them in practice in our own communities and in our own political projects.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah, of course.
I just want to say, like, so someone wiser than me said that a lot of issues around this area come from identity, an identity crisis. And I don't think that that's going to change. I mean, I think that's people, maybe we just struggle with identity, especially during the younger stages of our life. But what's helped me is just education, and that, you know, whether that's book learning or personal experience. I mean, I just think being more educated about a situation can help you at least say, oh, well, okay, I understand it now. And maybe it doesn't have to be such a crisis. It can just be a fact. And then it helps me move on. You know, especially addiction. Looking at an addict and reading about addiction can be two different things. Mm-hmm. You might have a lot of questions that go unanswered, but I think reading it out about addiction and kind of trying to study it has helped me understand like what I need to do, and as to deal with it, I guess, and to understand those people and maybe why they make their decisions, and that maybe I can't directly like change their decisions, like, you know.
If I can say really quickly too that, you know, our logo for Inside Appalachia is a bridge, and when we Roxy and I started working on the show and we reformatted the show and worked on it, you know, part of our goal was to try and, you know, bridge some of those gaps and connect people, and our strategy with the show in doing that is to get down to the human aspects of life and reveal as much, be as human as we possibly can with the reporting in it as possible. I think that's, I think a huge compliment for our work and what we do, and I really appreciate it.
That was Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly speaking at a panel about the struggle to stay at this year's Appalachian Studies Association Conference. You can hear more from this live event on the latest Inside Appalachia podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts or at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.